from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. We took a week off last week to kind of catch up as we are been in full planning mode for this weekend's big strawberry jam party with Jenny's. This week we're going to be talking about Greenskeeper just in time for Jack's tournament, the Memorial, starting, today. If we're recording it on Wednesday, but it'll be out Thursday, so hopefully the weather holds up a little better than it is right now, storming, as we're recording this Wednesday afternoon. This week I am joined with Mark Richards.
What's up?
Dan Schaefer from the Brew Team.
I am here.
And Walt Keys.
Four. That's golf.
That is a golf term. So, again, talking about the third beer on our board, we have it all year round. It's our Session IPA, known as the workhorse of beers here at Land Grant. It is the four bullet points we have for it: light, melon, citrus, resin, suggested food pairings of a citrus steak and avocado taco, and buffalo chili. And the note here is it's the mammal, not the city.
I wanted something lighter than the normal beef chili, and it seems like chicken and pork have really had the monopoly on that. I like
it. Yeah.
All mystery meat should be represented on this show.
I love a good buffalo chili.
Yeah, bison's a nice lean meat.
So.
A little pricier than your standard beef, but
I have expensive tastes.
Yeah, well, very sophisticated man.
So upcoming events, the aforementioned Jenny's Strawberry Jam Festival this Saturday, June 2nd. Walt,
yeah,
take
I
it
can
away.
Get the rundown. I've got about 30 bullet points for all the things going on at the Jenny's Strawberry Jam, and I'm probably forgetting something, but obviously the Jenny's ice cream will be here, releasing their buttermilk strawberry ice cream. We'll be releasing the beer that we brewed to pair with that ice cream, Elixir Hibiscus Pale Ale. Box and Snow is making a strawberry shortcake. Domama is making a strawberry pie. Hirsch Fruit Farm will be here selling freshly picked strawberries. Hot Chicken Takeover will be here. Ray Ray's will be here as always. Street Time Food Truck will be joining us later in the evening. Little Eaters here. Baca Coffee's here. Rambling House made a special strawberry soda. We will have that here on tap. Igloo Press will be here doing some live printing. We'll have live music from, and this is in chronological order, the Ramblers, Emily Searing Band, Molly Winters, Maza Blaska, Gliders, DJ George Brazil, and Doc Robinson. And the whole thing benefits Bessa, so should be a heck of a Saturday down here at the Land Grant Tap Room and Beer Garden.
That sounds like an amazing day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get here early and stay late. All right, yeah, and so after Strawberry Jam, we've got some more events coming up. On Thursday, June 7th, we have Pups and Pints returns to Land Grant. That'll be taking over the Beer Garden as well. Friday, June 8th, we'll be tapping our collaboration beer that we brewed with Streetside Brewing from Cincinnati. It's a milkshake IPA with apricot and peach. Should be really, really good. They're bringing some of their beers up from Cincy that we'll have available here at the tap room, and we're just going to make a good afternoon of it. The beer is going to go on at 5 p.m. here at the tap room, so get here, try that. It'll be available in four packs to go as well. And then looking a little bit further ahead, June 16th, Columbus Pride Festival coming up. We'll be having a sort of an all-day party alongside that following the parade. So come down, check out the parade, check out Pride, and pop down here and have a beer with us. Maybe enjoy their air conditioning a little bit, but coinciding parallel shindig that Saturday with DJ George Brazil. So yeah, a lot going on.
Now I mentioned the hibiscus pale ale is being hibiscused as we speak.
Hibiscus is in the tank.
So yeah, we will be talking about that beer next week on Beers with the Brewers, the Elixir Pale Ale. So stay tuned for that next week. So this week, though, again, we're talking about Greenskeeper, our session IPA. Go over to Dan.
So the BJCP does not recognize this as an actual style. However, a GABF does. BJCP is usually a little slower to getting around to that. They, in their sort of outline of beer notes, refer to session as beers less than 4% ABV. But out in the real world, most beers sold as session IPAs are somewhere in the 4% to 5% range. Although I've seen them lower than that over in the UK. Who is that? Cromarty does some excellent lower gravity beers. I think they've got like a 2.9% IPA that's really, really good.
Nice.
Yeah. So the goal with this style is to have the same type of hop intensity that you get from a standard IPA, obviously at a sessional strength, so you can have a few of them. Because this has popped up really in the last 10 years, mostly you see these with newer hop styles, you know, New Zealand, Australia, and the newer U.S. varieties, Simcoe, Citra. I'm sure there's somebody out there doing a C-hop session IPA, but yeah, not us. They are hop-forward, usually have more malt character than bigger IPAs because you're trying to tweak the malt slightly so that you don't just get the effect of hop water. Some people do that with caramel. We'll get to it later, but we're trying to sort of get away from that. Bready or doughy characters, depending on what you use. And usually the bitterness is a bit restrained to account for the lower ABV, although it might come across as just as bitter as a normal IPA because you've got less malt. Seasonality, see it year-round everywhere. Food-wise, it really plays nice with citrus and acidity, although the lighter end is better, pasta, fish, and chicken. So the style originally, the IPAs in England, those were considered session beers, the 1800s, 1900s, as they were 5 to 6% ABV, and most of the other beers that were brewed commercially, milds and stock ales, were somewhere between 6 to 10%. I'm sure there were old wives at home that were brewing session beers in the 2 to 3% range, but commercially, you didn't really see those. But so the term comes from during World War I in England, in the UK in general. Munitions workers were allowed two sessions of drinking of 4 hours. Obviously, you've got guys building bombs and bullets. You don't want them too lubed up. So most of those were in the 3 to 4% range. And in fact, it wasn't enforced, but that law was on the books until 1998 or 1988. A lot of sessionable beers today are British styles, and you see a lot of those if you go over there. But in the U.S., I think this style started popping up around 2007, 2008, something like that. Generally as a backlash to the fact that everything was an imperial something. It was imperial stouts, imperial IPAs. Everything was bigger, bigger, bigger. And this is just my general commentary, but I think also the fact that cans started popping up in craft breweries at the same time really helped the two things grow simultaneously. And then obviously with Founders was one of the first to go big on cans with All Day. And that first came out in 2010 as a tap room only, but I think in 2015 was when they started canning that and doing the 15 packs and really caught on.
Yeah, we drank a lot of All Day IPA when we were building Land Grant, as I recall.
It is a solid pint. So, Greeny is 4.7 ABV, 31 IBUs. So like I said, it does have a nice hop bite, like a standard strength IPA, but because there's not as much malt, it comes across as more firmly bitter. So hops, CTZ, which is Columbus, Tomahawk, Zeus, for those not in the know. They're all the same variety. Different growers can different names for it, but it's all the same hop. Centennial, Amarillo, Citra, and El Dorado. And on the malt side, Pale Ale from our silo, Gold Pills, Vienna Malt, Care Pills, and Caramel 40 for now, although we are experimenting with slowly phasing that out. The thought behind that, well, one, we tried one with half the amount of C40 in it, and we didn't really notice a big difference flavor-wise, but also it seems to be a suggestion that crystal malt in lighter beers can act as an oxidizer. Just in terms of shelf stability and having a cleaner malt character for the beer, we're trying to phase it out. So we've got one in the tank now. It has not been dry hopped yet. So we will find out shortly if that makes a difference or not.
So why are we excited about this beer, Dan?
Well, for the brewers and certainly a lot of other people here at the brewery, it's one of our favorites. You got a lot of flavor packed into something that you can have quite a few of. So, I would say, aside from Stiff Arm, we've probably messed with this beer the most in terms of trying to get it really right. We're almost there.
I'd agree. Yeah, the evolution of this beer from the first time it was brewed, and it changes every few months, but definitely has a lot more flavor coming out of it than it did the first time. I know we switched to all late edition hops later on in the process, or later on in its brewing life, but being one of the four core original beers, the third beer that was brewed and the workhorse around here, everyone will probably have a pint at least once a week. And when you're here giving a tour, have to be here all day long on like a Saturday, that's a perfect 4.7% beer that keeps you going.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say if you went over to the Meet the Team page on landgrantbrewing.com and take a look, I think probably like 60% of the people listed Greenskeeper as their go-to Land Grant beer.
Also a big favorite with my missus.
Hey, Marnie.
All right, so why did we choose to brew this style, and have we made any changes to it?
The aforementioned with the crystal malt. I think we've moved back to, the Centennial and Amarillo hop to a little later in the boil, try to get more aroma out of it, a little bit more citrus pop. And more Eldorado as well. You get some of that candied watermelon-like sweetness out of it. There's quite a bit of complexity built into the thing for such a small beer. Yeah, like I said, it's on the verge of greatness. I really like it.
So it was our first session IPA, and we've done two others, is that right? We did at least 2 years ago now, about this time 2 years ago, we did a collaboration with Platform Brewing up in Cleveland called Session 71 for I-71. Then we did Groomer last.
And we also did Home.
Let's not forget Home.
Home was an India Pale Lager.
Oh, that's right.
Good point.
Close.
It was close. We would have brewed that again, but U.S. is not going to be playing in the World Cup. That's coming up in a couple weeks. We would have had a nice episode on that. So, But we are, one cool thing that we're going to be, I can't mention the name World Cup in this upcoming sentence, but the big soccer game coming up, the match against Portugal and Spain, we confirmed with Crew SC today that Pedro Santos is going to be here at the tap room watching that. So that is on June 15th. It is the 2 p.m. game. So if you want to meet Pedro Santos, who is a Portuguese soccer player.
International is the terminology.
Yeah, international. You can watch him watch his team play Spain. Big rivalry. You'll have Ronaldo going against a lot of his Champions League teammates. Should be a great match.
That's great analysis for that big soccer match coming up.
Big soccer match.
It's guaranteed to see a lot of great hair.
Yeah.
A lot of great hair.
Skip out of work early. Come down here, watch some soccer, eat some Ray Rays.
So, tasting this beer then.
So, Greeny is gold with a medium white head, has grassy citrus notes with subtle floral and melon backing it up. Lots of melon and gooseberry. Sort of shifts to citrus mid palate, grapefruit and lemon, and just a touch of honeyed toasty malt at the end. Light bodied and crisp with a dry, hoppy finish. And the description, we went with light melon, citrus, and resin, which I've found is a nice way to say dank or grassy.
I think you said it earlier, how complex this beer actually is. I mean, you do get a lot of that IPA taste. You get the hop aromas and the flavors. And a lot of session IPAs just taste watered down. I think when the style first came out, a lot of folks were just taking their IPA and just cutting it just to cut the alcohol. You know, obviously that's changed with what's out there, but I feel like Greenskeepers had a lot going on in that right for the past couple of years anyway.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have just dropped the term session because of certain negative connotations that it has, and because people weren't doing them very well. I don't think it's something you should run away from. I think we should encourage the fact that we want people to have a few of our beers and feel good about it.
Yeah, that's definitely the shift from when we were talking about the Stiff Arm episode. When you have a beer that's 6.5%, you might want to have a few, but you really have to dial it back. And that's where it's nice having the nice sessionable beers, especially when you're around the brewery a lot and you want to try a lot of the different beers that our brewery or other breweries have. I always try to look for the lower ABV beers myself. So definitely a very crushable beer, I'd say. Dan, let's start with you. What would you say on your crushability scale?
I went with 5. I don't think I've ever gone higher than 5, though. I think 5 is, that's a day. That's a day clearing brush in the backyard is what that is.
Walt?
It's full 6, no doubt. I was just going to say, if you say anything less than...
I might have to go with a 6 on Greenskeeper. Definitely is a working in the yard beer, whether you're riding a tractor or...
You know, getting the golf course ready for play.
You could be. I don't know if you should be...
Depends on where you're working.
...operating heavy machinery commercially.
It depends on how straight of a line you can mow.
Yeah, so if you're operating a tractor, I'd dial it back from 6 quite a bit.
Just raking leaves off the green here, guys. Come on.
Okay, leaves, using a blower, keeping it, you know, that's a lot
just
different.
Raking the sand traps.
I can say, having worked on a couple golf courses in my day, that some people just cannot mow a straight line. So my beers are not, you know, some people can't be helped.
Were you a greenskeeper?
I was in fact, at 2 different places, yes.
Did you get to drive the thing at the driving range where people just pelt you with golf balls?
I did not.
I actually got to do that because I was a cart jockey at a golf course. So I just drove around the carts and cleaned out the carts and got people carts.
That seems like a pretty good job. Also, like for a summer job?
Yeah, because you got to play free golf. I lived right by the course, so I played all the time. You wouldn't know from my current golf game. But I drove the cart around. People do aim for you. And ours had like this little window cut out so you could see a little better because I, for some reason they thought that the cage, you might not be able to see through it. And there was one time a ball got through and rattled around, scared the crap out of me.
I have hop addiction, so I'm going to have to leave you gentlemen. So,
well, okay. Thank you.
All right, Dan.
We'll take it from here. We'll drive the ship to the port.
Fuzzy Zeller, plaid pants.
So, Memorial, who you got this week? Walt?
Lee Trevino.
Dan, who do you got before you go?
I'll go with Jason Day.
Jason Day.
I clearly take this too seriously.
Yeah, that's that's who I was probably going to go for as well, the hometown local guy. Though Jason Duffner was wearing a Save the Crew hat at the press conference.
So. And he's from Cleveland, so he's nearby.
And then Mark, who do you got?
I'm taking the ghost of Chubbs, actually.
Chubbs.
Happy Gilmore reference.
Right. Oh, okay. So where'd this name come from, Walt?
Well, in the early days of Land Grant, when we were planning, we knew Session IPA was a beer we wanted to brew, and we wanted it to really reflect that sort of afternoon, all day kind of activity, outdoor, you know, spend all day outside, drink some beers. And for us, the sort of perfect representation of that would be, you know, an afternoon round of golf. And I think the original name we came up with for this beer was called Back Nine. And then we found out a winery out in California was using the name Back Nine. So
this was before we were trademark searchers.
Yeah, this is probably a year and a half, 2 years before Land Grant opened. And, you know, as you do, you go back to the drawing board. And I was actually in South Carolina on vacation at the beach when we kind of realized we needed to come up with a new name for this. And we were out at dinner and, you know, I just brought it up at the, hey, we need to come up with a new name for this sort of golf-themed session IPA. And it was actually my wife that came up with the name Greenskeeper. She was like, what's the guy, you know, like Bill Murray? He like mows the lawn and tends the stuff. I'm like, oh, Greenskeeper, that's a pretty good name. And so that's kind of where the name Greenskeeper originated from.
So thanks to Aaron Keyes coming up the name for this beer. So if you are here down at the tap room and eating some Ray Ray's Hog Pit, what would you guys pair with Greenskeeper?
Huh.
I think I've paired everything with Greenskeeper. I don't know if we've had much just straight brisket. And yeah. I go...
Say just brisket or ribs.
The half-pound brisket. I don't need a bun. Just straight meat.
I'm jerk chicken all the way on this one.
Jerk chicken? I think you're jerk chicken on all of them.
I mean,
them,
the jerk chicken's pretty unstoppable.
Fries. Yeah. Well, and then there's the vegetarian option, too. So,
French fries.
Yeah.
Cheese pizza.
Well, yeah. Obviously, cheese pizza. So.
That's great.
I know we did have one... we had an email this week from across the pond, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Pat Woodward of Pat's Pints sent an email, wanted to know, do we recommend eating anything other than tacos and chili?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, the aforementioned Ray Ray's Hog Pit and pizza.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Pat, if you're listening... Well, there you go.
We know you can't get Ray Ray's over across the pond in England, but
bangers and mash.
Well, you could probably
Ray Ray's.
You could probably get a chili or some tacos.
You can get baked beans with your breakfast.
Okay.
Okay.
They got fish and chips.
Greenie would go really well with fish and chips.
I would agree with that.
Oh, definitely. There you go, Pat.
Yeah. Shout out to Pat. If you're listening to this and you're a Columbusonian and you like beer, Pat's Pints podcast is another good one. They don't have a ton of episodes, but the ones they have are great. Go check it out.
Walt and Mark. Mark was a co-host, and Walt was featured on an episode of Imperial Stouts and Design.
I had to take an Uber home from that recording session.
As most people should, if you, especially if you take the crushability scale this week and happen to be in a place that you can enjoy six Greenskeepers, make sure to Uber home, Lyft home.
Well, hey, shout out to Nick and Ash out there in the UK at Steam Machine Brewery. Glad you enjoyed the care package and have enjoyed seeing you share those on social media. Cheers, guys.
All right. So with that, we appreciate you guys tuning in this week. Apologies for missing last week. We wanted to make sure to get this Greenskeeper episode in for the Memorial Tournament. So if you're out there up in Dublin, hopefully the house that you're at has some Greenskeeper. If you're watching it at a party along the course, unfortunately you won't find it on the course. Maybe one day that'll change. And otherwise, you can find this around town at your favorite local retailer. So we hope to see you all down here for the Strawberry Jam Festival with Jenny's this weekend on Saturday. The weather is looking beautiful, and it's going to not be about 90 degrees. It'll finally be a nice late spring day.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, looking perfect weather right now.
So, again, thanks for tuning in this week. Look forward to talking to you all next week when we talk about Elixir, the
Hibiscus Pale Ale.
Hibiscus Pale Ale. This is Adam.
And Mark.
And Walt.
If you're down here at 424 West Town Street, make sure to tip your bartenders. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hey, my name is Walt. Give me a greenie.